Now, PM is in Bristol today. Whenever we broadcast from outside London, we look for local stories that might throw light on issues of national importance. And often it turns out those stories ultimately come down to housing. And here in this city, where housing is short and rents are high, they are dealing with the challenge of hundreds of people who are living in vans and caravans. In fact, they're creating special locations for van dwellers called meanwhile sites, on wasteland or building land that's just waiting for development. I went out this morning to take a look at the issue of van dwelling, meeting first Hannah Miller, political reporter at BBC Bristol.
So we're on the Downs in Bristol. It is the biggest patch of green land across the whole of the city, owned by the people of Bristol, and really somewhere that is kind of at the heart of the city. Also, I think worth saying, one of the wealthiest areas.
£1 million houses.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then along the road at the side, we have, I don't know, maybe 24 caravans and vans just parked up. What we should say, though, is the council do not think this is a place where they want residents in vans and caravans. They are trying to clear this area. And what are they doing?
And they've started back in COVID trying to create these meanwhile sites.
But what is a
you're going to ask me what they are.
Yeah, what is a meanwhile site? It's a strange name.
A meanwhile site is a derelict piece of land, so probably going to be used for housing, but there's a whole planning process to go through. So they say, rather than having it derelict, doing nothing, put some water in there, put some toilet facilities, make sure there's a bin collection. People pay, I think it's about £30 a week, plus about £30 a week council tax. But there's a waiting list for those sites.
So, walking across the green space here to the road at the edge, where we have a row of caravans and vans, I think we can talk to this gentleman in one of the vans here. Can you show me around? I mean, it's tight, but you've got, I can see facilities here. So this is where you cook?
Yeah, so got a little cooking area and
the bed at the back.
Bed and storage under the bed. Got bathroom facilities, little portaloo, yeah. So
where's that? Where's the portaloo?
In there.
In there. How long have you been living here?
6 years.
Most people don't live in vans or caravans, and I guess they'll ask, why? What brought you into this form
of
accommodation?
Money, really. And work dropped off at one time, and I didn't have enough to pay the rent. And well, I was actually converting a Luton removals van, and I thought, well, I could move into that. And I haven't really been able to afford anywhere since.
Tell me about the people living along this road then. I mean, because we've spoken to someone who's working. I don't know if you're working. Some people are there going off to work in the morning, coming back in the evening.
Yeah. Some people are trying to save up enough money to find somewhere that they can live.
You're not working, or you
No.
If the council said to you, look, we've got a one-bedroom flat, we can put you in that, you'll be paying rent, you have to go and get a job, and it's going to be a sort of more conventional lifestyle.
You don't sound very attractive.
It doesn't sound attractive. Why?
It's the rat race. Part of why I'm in a van is because I don't want to be in a rat race.
Now, before I got here, my colleague spoke to a woman living in one of these caravans.
Was living private rent with my mum, and then we got evicted. So now my mum's on a meanwhile site, and I'm still up here. There's just not enough meanwhile sites. There isn't. There's loads of places that they could be using. And then when you go to the council and say, well, I don't want to be in my caravan anymore, they don't really give you much help either. I think they're putting a massive stigma around us living in caravans, but not helping us to get out of caravans.
Hi, my name is Flora. I'm a youth worker, an artist and a community organiser.
And
I've lived in my vehicle for the last 6 years. I'm very lucky. I've got a heat source. The community that I live with, we didn't have a tap for a year, so all of the drivers in the community would fetch water for the non-drivers, for instance.
I want to talk about the meanwhile sites. Now, tell me about those and how attractive they are to people living in vans and caravans.
I think that they are a step in the right direction, and it's amazing that the council is providing something. However, there's been reports of issues with unclean water, vermin problems, contaminated land, a lack of access, and you have no postal address.
There's a darker side to the life in caravans and vans, which is tensions with people in the community. Just talk to me about what's been happening.
Thanks, I'm glad you asked that question. I've personally heard reports of arson threats, tyre slashing, beeping of horns late at night, racial slurs used against people. It can be a somewhat hostile climate right now.
Who's doing it? What are they trying to do? What?
I don't fully understand it either. I think they're trying to make people feel unwelcome.
I want you to think about it from the other side. How much of a public nuisance, if I'm living in a house and I've got vehicle dwellers near me, how much of a nuisance is that to me in the house?
I think this is entirely dependent on the individuals living in that community. Quite often the actions of one problematic person in a huge collective can mean that the whole group of people are tarnished with the same brush. Mm. I would actually say that the majority of park-ups are safe, quiet, thoughtful, respectful. I certainly know that my own community takes extra precaution to act in such a way not to disrupt local residents.
So this is what we call a meanwhile site. So we're standing on the old gasworks, actually. You can see I'm Councillor Barry Parsons. I'm a local councillor here in Bristol, and I'm chair of the city's Homes and Housing Delivery Committee.
It's all flooded here at the moment.
one of them is, yeah. There's a sort of circular pond right in the middle of it. But there's also an area of hard standing just over there and another one just over there. This is earmarked for housing.
And we should say we're just at the back of a residential road.
That's right, yeah. We're looking to use places like this to provide some pitches with some just really basic facilities, clean water, rubbish, toilets, where they can sort of have somewhere that's a secure base where they can plan their next move.
Okay, let's go over and look at this site, because it is a bit of what you'd probably call wasteland at the moment. How many pitches are you going to get here?
So on this site, there's going to be 19.
Obviously, Bristol seems to have more of an issue with van and caravan dwelling than other cities in the UK. I'm imagining a lot of that is down to the price of housing in Bristol.
Whether we have more of a problem than elsewhere in the country, we don't know. Rents have more than doubled in the last few years. And so people have to make a choice, you know, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? You know, we think that's really where this has come from. So this is, you know, this is an impact of the housing crisis.
It's a good use of wasteland to say, let's make some pitches and provide basic facilities. Would it be better to have permanent places where people can live much more cheaply than in rented private accommodation? I suppose you'd think of it as the equivalent of an American trailer park.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting idea. That's something that we are definitely exploring. This is what our focus is at the moment. But sure, for the long term, we want to understand more about what people want and work with them to try and achieve those aspirations.
Was an extraordinary dip into the life of people trying to make ends meet by living in vans, caravans, and that was Barry Parsons there from Bristol City Council.